The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. I welcome you into God's presence this morning, and I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. If you were not here on Friday night, you missed a lot. And, sorry? I can't imagine why you were not here that night. It was awesome. The presence of God was so thick, you can almost touch it with your hands. And we had diverse testimonies and diverse deliverances. To God alone be all the glory. Hallelujah. Supernatural elevation via favor. Supernatural elevation via favor. Supernatural elevation means to be lifted, to be promoted, or to be assisted. Lifted, promoted. I've been hearing diverse testimonies in that area, and even as we prepare to cross for another month, we will still hear many more testimonies of promotions. And of course, to be assisted. Somebody assisting you is an elevation. Your position is not ground level. Your life is not for floor level. Your life is for the top, is for elevation. God is the lifter of men. He is the one that lifts men. And he uses the instrument. Before we go into that, in Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, now for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge of all. He putteth down one and he setteth up. And God will set you up. Amen. He will set you on high. Amen. He pulls one down and he lifts one up. He's the one that decides on who he wants to do that to. And I am so certain you are among us that God wants to lift up this season. And God uses the instrument of favor. Favor is the instrument that God uses to lift people. What is favor? I'll be very fast this morning, so I'll appreciate if you can write very fast. And if you are not writing, it'll be good that every time you come to church, you come with your notes. What is favor? Favor means receiving acts of kindness or goodwill. Receiving acts of kindness or goodwill. Receiving acts of kindness or goodwill. What is favor? Favor means preferential treatment shown to someone. Preferential treatment shown to you. Preferential treatment. Preferential treatment shown to someone. Number three, what is favor? It means the receipt of gifts, commendation, elevation, or recognition. Recognition. Maybe somebody is here, you have not been recognized in your family. In this season, my God will bring forth recognition for you in Jesus' name. I say, we bring forth recognition for you in Jesus' name. When people help you, and you say thank you to them, it's okay. But the first person you must thank is God, because it is God that touched their heart to favor you. It is, the Bible says, every good and every perfect gift come from above. Come from the Father of light, to whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. God is the one that pushed them to help you. Naturally, they might not have helped you. In fact, some people can help you. Immediately after helping you, they begin to regret. Say, why did I give you so much? Why did I assist you so much? But every good gift, James 1 verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father of light, to whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. There is nobody that can help except God has made them to help you. Somebody is here today. God will steer people to assist you. I say, God will steer people to assist you. This morning I'll be showing you a few examples of men and women that enjoyed favor, and this brought about their elevation. Number one is Joseph. Joseph was a boy hated by his own brothers. They disliked him. They hated him with passion. To the extent that they wanted to kill him, and to the extent that they had to sell him off to ensure that he does not fulfill his destiny. And the Bible says, even while in the prison, while in the palace, while in the prison, while as a slave, first, Genesis 39 verse 4, Genesis 39 verse 4, while as a slave, he still enjoyed favor. He enjoyed grace and favor. Favor and grace are always used intermittently or interchangeably. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him and made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hands. Also in verse 21, also this same man, also in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. This was in the prison. He was in his father's house. The father loved him. Genesis 37, the Bible says the father made him a coat of many colors. A coat of many colors. He left his father's house. He proceeded again to a place that you can call a slave, an enslaved place. Genesis 39 verse 4, he enjoyed mercy, he enjoyed favor. In verse 21, Genesis 39 verse 21, he was right inside prison. They still made him to oversee other prisoners. He met them there. Some of them are life imprisonment. They have been there maybe 35 years before he came. He became the one in charge. So when others are saying food is not enough, he was in charge. When others are wearing stinking and smelling clothes, it can never happen because he was in charge. God will put you in charge. I say, God will put you in charge. The height or the limit of your elevation is a function of your level of favor you obtain. The height or the limit that you can assess or attain in life is a function. There's a relationship between your level of favor and the level to which you can get to in life. And this favor pushed him. He pushed him. Genesis 41 verse 40 to 43. To the extent that he eventually became, he was not the king. He was not the president. He was the prime minister, but he was the one in charge of everything. Now look at this. And thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. We are talking about a stranger here. So maybe you are not from Kwara State, you are not from Ilorin. Say, how can I ever become something here? God is going to amaze you in the most amazing manner today. And thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see. It's like somebody calling, stand up. And saying, see. Pharaoh said unto him, see. I have set you over all the land of Egypt. You are in charge of everything in this land. Next verse. And Pharaoh took off his ring. Place it on Joseph's hand. And put it on his hand. And arrayed him in vestures of linen, fine linen. And put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride upon the second chariot which he had. And they cried. And they cried before him. Somebody that was in the prison yesterday, people were crying before him. See our brand new prime minister. See our brand new prime minister. Very soon, men will be crying to celebrate you. Men will be shouting to celebrate you. Upon your arrival in your family house, the whole community will be amazed and surprised at what God has changed your life into. Let me hear your loudest amen. And made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Egypt was like the America of those days. He was the superpower. He was the one in charge. If you read on, we might not be able to move on, but stop there. But if you read on, you see that the king gave him his daughter as a wife. You will also see that he was the one in control as a direct result. He was the one in charge. You are the next. I say you are the next. You are the next Joseph we'll be talking about. Number two example we're talking about this morning, enjoying elevation. We just finished talking about Joseph from prison to palace. The second person we'll be talking about this morning is a lady called Esther. Because somebody can say, okay, maybe it's only men. No. Esther's case was worse than Joseph's case. The reason is that Esther had no father or mother. Joseph had a father. His mother was already dead at that time, actually. But Esther was an orphan. Nobody was there to support her. Genesis, Esther chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Esther chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. She only had Mordecai, an uncle. But God still ensured that Esther enjoyed favor. You know the story, how the queen was rude to her husband. How the queen was proud. How the queen was proud. The husband sent for her and she refused to come. Her heart was lifted. So much so that God can quickly bring her down and lift a young girl up. This is a big lesson to every woman here. Every position you are in your husband's house is a privileged position. God placed you there, and you must know the protocol for sustaining yourself there. That's a message for another day. Anyway, this lady messed up and she was removed, and then the king desired another wife. And they called all the virgins. They had the same qualification. They had not known any man. Same qualification. And the Bible says, this woman was the preferred out of Esther chapter 2, verse 15 to 18. She was the one preferred. She was the one the king loved. Now when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king. She required nothing. She knew that she doesn't need to take anything extra. If favor of God can follow me into this palace, I will stay there permanently as the new queen. She required nothing. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of... When I was reading this place, I discovered that Esther obtained favor even before she met the king. The king, everybody just loved her. You're a lady here. You are going to your husband to be's house. Don't go there empty-handed. Don't go there with accumulated makeup that makes you look like a masquerade. That's not what you are going there for. You'd place a demand on the God of favor to go there. The mother loves you. I just love you. Everybody sees you. I just love you. You are going for an interview. I've gone for interviews before that I got there in the rain. I was soaked in the rain. I still got the job. The suit was soaked. Soaked. You can imagine living from a very far distance to a place like VI where there's, in Lagos where there's so much water and everything. Shoes soaked, socks soaked, singlet soaked. Entered. And was still selected. Others were rejected. Those who stayed there and whose their shirt was sparkling clean with the best of perfume. Even if you wear perfume in the rain would have bastardized it. Favor has value. Favor has content. I mean, the court, long story short, she was selected. Esther was selected. You will be selected. Amen. You will not be rejected. Amen. You will be selected. Amen. I say you will be selected. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. we talk about the issue of marriage, the core thing needed is favor. That's why the Bible says that he that finding a wife, finding a good thing and obtaining favor. The major thing you need as a woman or as a young lady to get your own husband is the favor of God. I tell you. Because every man has options. Every woman too has options. So it's on both sides. To get a good wife, you need favor. To get a good husband, you need favor. But you will not lack that favor. I say you will not lack that favor. I say you will not lack that favor. You may have nobody, but if you have favor, you will have flavor. If you have favor, you will have flavor. Your life will enjoy good aroma. Something everybody that comes around you just loves you. If you are the kind of person, almost everybody that sees you just doesn't like you. Favor is what is lacking. If you enter a place, I don't just like this person. How many of you has happened to you? Just see somebody and you just don't like the person. It has happened to you before. The person has not, you've not had contact. You say, I just don't like this person. I just don't like this person. I mean, that person is suffering from favor deficiency syndrome. FDS. Favor deficiency is he lacks favor. But as for you, you will have favor bereketeshiously. Number three example this morning are the children of Israel. When the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, God showered them with favor. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. To the extent that their enemies were blessing them with gifts. Their enemies, the enemies emptied their account and gave it to them. And I will give these people favor in the sight of all the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. You will not go empty. Amen. That place where you are walking, you will not live there empty. Amen. Any place you find yourself, you will not live there empty. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Everywhere I've walked, I made sure that I did not live empty. I pursued favor. Any place you find yourself, if you are living, let them use favor to see you off. Let them speak words of favor to see you off. Some might not like you there, that's sure. But ensure that the favor of God live with you there. Bible says in Psalms 5 verse 12, Psalms 5 verse 12, Bible says the Lord will bless the righteous and with favor. With favor, will he encompass him as with a shield. He will cover his life with favor. God will cover your life with favor. He will cover your children with favor. Mothers and fathers here, anywhere your children find themselves, favor will be with them. Those that are going for youth service, favor will be with them. If you are going abroad, favor will go with you. Anywhere you are going, the favor of the Lord will go with you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. David also enjoyed favor in 1 Samuel 16 verse 22. Saul favored him, went to his father, Jesse, and said, Jesse, I favor this your son David. I favor him. 1 Samuel 16 22. I favor this. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me. For he had found what? You will find favor. Amen. I say you will find favor. Say, let this man stand in the palace. He's not meant for the palace, but let him stand. Why? He has found favor. He has found favor. He has found favor. The favor that God has given to you, you will not lose it. Amen. The favor that God has given to you, you will not lose it. Amen. That's why the enemy is always after your favor to win you and to push you out of your favor. But he will never succeed. Amen. Quickly this morning, I'll give you 7 keys to favor. 7 keys. Then we go to pray. Number 1 key to favor is dependence on God. Dependence on God. Every man or woman that depends on God is favored. Dependence on God. If your mind is on God, you have signed up for favor permanently. Every man or woman that depends on God in Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 3 all to 5, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Make sure, ensure your mind is depending on God. Oh Lord, I'm depending on you. Jesus, I'm depending on you. Father, I'm depending on you. I'm depending on you to see me through. I'm depending on you. My heart is depending on you. Let your mind be centered on your maker. Let your mind depend, rest on God. Let anybody forsake you. Let anybody say that you cannot make it. For as long as you depend on God, favor must pursue you. I say favor must pursue you. I say favor must pursue you. No matter what is happening around you, favor will pursue you in the name of Jesus. I say favor will pursue you in the name of Jesus. In your family, in your place of work, favor will pursue you. Anywhere you go, favor will pursue you. Depend on him. Trust in him. In Hebrews 10 verse 35, Hebrews 10 verse 35, it says, cast not away thy confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. That reward of your trust is favor. Hello? Cast not away your confidence in God. It has a great recompense of reward. Your hope in God has a reward called favor. Your stance on standing with God, rejecting defilement, rejecting evil, say, I stand with God. Rejecting compromise of any kind, say, I stand with God. Say, take this thing. You see, as a Christian, you must have some things to cover it. All these people that even say they have something, that's the lie of the devil. That is the greatest lie the devil can give to you. You see, in my place, they say you use something to be under. You use something to be under. That's the greatest lie of people that take things so that they can use it to be under. They are always under. They don't come up. They don't enjoy elevation. Permanently under. The devil places his head on them permanently. I don't know about you. I have made up my mind to follow this God till the end. Till the very end. No devil. And take me off this platform of serving God. No devil. Dependence on God. Number two key of favor before God is upright living. Many obtain favor because of their uprightness. A lady like Mary was upright in her lifestyle. Luke 1 verse 28. She was a virgin. It might not be fashionable again to live a life of holiness and righteousness in this generation, but I must tell you, it is still the best life. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. Why was she favored? Because she separated herself. She decided to live for God. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Yet come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for him. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Yet come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. The upright will always get favor. The upright will always receive favor. If you decide to be upright, you have signed up for favor will be pursuing you practically. Favor will be chasing you every day. From today, a new grace for uprightness comes for you in the name of Jesus. That was what Joseph did in Genesis 39 verse 7. The woman was pursuing Joseph. Moses said, no, I must be upright. Genesis 39 verse 7. She was pursuing him. Lie with me, lie with me, lie with me, lie with me. He continued in his uprightness and he ended well. Your uprightness will soon pay off for you. I say your uprightness will soon pay off for you. So in that your place of work, when people are collecting bribe to keep people's file, collect this thing. Keep that man's file so that they will not find it. During promotion, don't take it. You are more than that. Take this little bribe and make sure you destroy this guy. Destroy him for me. Don't do it. Your uprightness has an advantage. Your uprightness has a benefit. And you will not miss out in it. You will not miss out in that benefit. Number three, key to favor is a life of prayer and gratitude. A life of prayer and thanksgiving. The prayerful and the grateful is the favored. The more you thank God, the more you appreciate God, the more He gives you favor. If your desire is to enjoy favor, your prayer life must have fire. There must be fire in your prayer life. Your thanksgiving life must be intact. There was a man called Daniel in the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. From verse 1, actually, they ganged up against him. He said, in what can Daniel do that we will use to destroy him? They said, nothing, except in the area of his praying and he's attending to God. There's nothing else you can use to get Daniel. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't carry girlfriend, he doesn't do yahoo yahoo. He doesn't do any evil thing. What can we now do? They say, except in the area of his God. Then in verse 10, they set him up. They said nobody must pray. And Daniel, the Bible says, he still went ahead to pray 3 times daily. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. The Bible says, and now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his window being open in his chambers towards Jerusalem. He didn't pray silent prayer. He opened his window towards Jerusalem and he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and also gave thanks. This was the secret of the Daniel we are still talking about here today. Daniel knew that if he prayed, it was for destruction. He knew that if he prayed, it was a battle with lions. But despite that, he went ahead. And I must tell you, Daniel swimmed in favor all his life. He came out of the lion's den unscratched. That is the way you will come out unscratched out of every battle of life. Yeah. Every battle the enemy will bring for you, you will come out unscratched. Yeah. I say you will come out unscratched. Yeah. All the arrows I told them on Friday night, when you become a prayerful person, your hands become like iron. Remember I said that on Friday night during the vigil? Your hands become like iron. When people shoot bullets at you, you catch it, you throw it back. That Friday night was very bloody. When they throw bullets at you, you catch it with because your hands has become like iron. No, David said that. Your hand become like iron. Latwa baratia zazazea. Rekutablia to zuzua prakata. Lekwa tembrea to zuzo. When the arrows come, they return. Every arrow sent to you and your family today, it is going back and spreading to all those that sent it to you. It is going back and spreading to all that sent it to you. Endeavor to keep the fire on your prayer altar burning. Leviticus chapter 6 verse 13. Don't let the fire go out. Many Christians now, the fire is gone. That's why favor is lacking. Jesus said, can't you even pray with me for 1 hour? It means as a baby Christian, you just gave your life to Christ last week. The minimum you are meant to do is to be able to pray 1 hour at a stretch. That's why I tell our leaders when they are praying, when you are praying, make sure there's a clock there. If there's no clock there, if you pray for 10 minutes, you will think you have prayed for 3 hours. So the clock will show you, oh boy, you are just on 10 minutes. You have 50 minutes to go. This is like the foundation of prayer. Antwa kakaraba likwa kata bakataka ruadiada rekete luadada jakatakata ilekodia rakataya. You are going on praying in the spirit and praying in your understanding. Okay, where is the fire? If the fire is there, devil must bow. He must bow. Forces of darkness must bow. Powers of the wicked must bow. And every force of darkness against your career today, every power against your family today, they are bowing by the fire from the place of prayer. They are bowing from the fire from the place of prayer. And he was also a thanksgiver, always thanking God. Always thanking God. Daniel was a man addicted to thanking God. So the last time we said, lift up your hands to thank God, and you were looking, is the last time you should do that. So lift up your hands to thank God. While I said, I saw someone in the choir. He now put his two hands beside him. Poor boy put his two hands. It's a sign of disrespect. And you want favor? Say, lift up your hands and worship God. You do it with gladness. Because you never can tell, as you lifted it, that's when the thing dropped. It will drop for you today. It will drop for you today. What you desire will drop for you today. So keep that prayer fire on. Keep the 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 prayer fire on. It's a new day for you today. Number four, key to favor is diligence and faithfulness. Every diligent person and faithful person is a man or woman of favor. In Proverbs 22 verse 29, Proverbs 22 verse 29, the Bible says, "See thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men." If you are diligent, you will naturally be favored. Anywhere you are walking, let favor, let diligence be your watchword. Anywhere you are serving, micro company, mini company, mega company, anywhere, it doesn't matter where. What matters is that you know the importance of diligence. I've said it often here that if you are not diligent, you are indigent. In Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30, you know that story of when that master gave different talents. One of them, multiply. Do you know you don't multiply it? Nothing grows without diligence. He multiplied the five and brought it to another five, to ten. Another person, they gave him two. He multiplied the two through diligence. Another one, they gave him one. He said, I know you very well. You always use people. You know the way people think, the way some Nigerians think. They are just using us. They are just using us in that company. They are just using you. You are deceiving yourself. If you are not there, somebody else will be there. It's a privilege for you to be there. And the Bible says, he that is not faithful in another man's business, who will give you your own? Who will give you your own? Anybody driving somebody, and you are diligent in driving the person, you wash the car, you drive very well, the car doesn't bash. Anyhow, you will soon have your own car. That's the way life is. The driver I had the last time. You remember him? By the second day, he came just in church here at night after work, just to go home. Okay, drive out the car. You are laughing. He brushed the whole side and broke the side mirror. I said, I've been driving this car a long time before you came. I've never bashed it before. Hallelujah. By the time he gets to work in the morning, he's drunk. He drank in the night. He came to a pastor walking with him. You cannot even. You are upper. He will be smelling of. I was wondering, is it possible for somebody to drink overnight? If not for anointing, many times I would have entered gutter with him. But when I'm in the car, I never enter gutter. But when I'm not there, by the time I say, what happened to this car here? He has Bashia. Yesterday, you see. Diligence. The diligent, we always say. That's why when you are working in a place, you are diligent. They want to help you. They want to assist you. When you begin to walk in a place and you begin to sweat, God begins to release the sweat to you there. When you walk in a place and you walk tirelessly, you sweat, then you enjoy the sweat of the company. I said during the series, Prospecting Recession, I said, if you are an MD CEO or chairman or whatever, and you are not working more than people there, your company can prosper. Your company can prosper. Anywhere you find yourself, let the sickle of diligence be put into your assignment. If you are the kind of person that the only time you're happy is when they declare public holiday. Say, when is next public holiday? Say, 3 weeks time. Say, glory, glory, hallelujah. You have a problem. He said, my father worketh itato, and I walk. My father worketh itato, and I walk. Walk! I've never heard someone say, it's work that kill him. It's a lie. Work doesn't kill. Put in your best into your assignment. Favor will pursue you. Say, people are not favoring me. It's because they have seen that when they favor you, you will waste the investment. You are lazy. And when you are lazy, things will be hazy. You know what pains me most about this work? When you preach like this and you don't see instant changes in people, it makes you bleed. If you hear a word like this, by tomorrow you are on fire. You don't get to your office late again. You are on fire. Something is inside of you that wants to say, can I do something? Is there something like that's how to do it? But if you now hear this kind of message, you say, it's because pastor is okay now. That's why he's saying that. I cannot kill myself for anybody. If you don't kill yourself for anybody, nobody will kill himself for you too. What you sow is what you reap. So wake up and be diligent and faithful. And you know, in that place, the Bible says they spoke to that servant that did not multiply this. He said, go, you slothful servant. Go into fire. Go into damnation. You will not go into damnation in Jesus' name. When a man is not faithful, when a woman is not diligent, there is no way blessings can come. There is no way blessings can come. There is no way favor can come. Number 5, secret of favor or keys to favor is humility. You heard the story I told you earlier about Vashti. Vashti lost her favored and privileged position simply because of pride. That was why she lost it. The Bible never said that she stole money or she fornicated or she did adultery or she did something bad or she stole. She was proud, simple. In Matthew 23, verse 12, Matthew chapter 23, verse 12, the Bible speaking there. He said, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be... What does that tell you? The key to elevation is humility. Humble yourself. If you can humble yourself, favor people, God naturally loves those that are humble. James chapter 4, verse 6 and 4, verse 10. God naturally assists people, but he resists the proud. God assists people, He resisted the proud. God's natural thing is to help everybody, but he naturally resists. He hinders those who are proud. They want to take steps. They say no. They want to increase the anointing. Say you cannot increase the anointing. They want to move forward. Say no, stop it. You can't move. If you move beyond this point, nobody will be able to talk to you again. If you progress beyond this, if I give you the money you are asking for, that is the end of your sight in church. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? How much is the total offering? I bless you. I bless you with dollars instead. I said, God said, forget it. You wait with the naira first. If your heart is lifted, your life can be lifted. Once your God can, I know God sees the heart, not the face. So watch your heart deliberately. Once you notice some signs of pride in you, you cut it short immediately. You cut it. There are some children, their parents cannot speak to them. Parents that gave birth to you, they cannot speak to them. In your life, man. She will not even put man. Ah, kilo de. What should be journey? What is it? Ah, you have lived your own life, oh old man. Let me live. You must not be like that. We must give honor to our parents. We said that yesterday in the cell fellowship, and many who here did not attend. What was the topic? Avoiding the bane of destiny. Two things that can destroy destiny. Number one, disregarding your spiritual authority and disregarding parents. If people that are spiritually over you give you instruction and you disregard, is the killer of destiny. If your parents say this is it and you disregard it, well, two people, you must always find their favor all the time. Those two people, they must always be happy with you. Your spiritual parents, always you pursue their joy for you. So their heart must be happy with you always. It's a new day for you. I say it's a new day for you. So every humble person enjoys favor. There are some people working in a place, their boss, so that we pay that cannot talk to them. And you know, it's not until you abuse somebody before you have abused. Your look alone, as a lady, and you have put something blinking in your eye like this. You do your eye like this. You have added some things. Those things have missed me. Oh. You have added some things. This one there is not enough again. You've added some things again. You know, like 20 times. The man will keep short straight. You did not see anything. You only do like this. Like you have thrown him up 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The man said, please, you can go. Like saying, Mofiele Pelutie, I leave you with your own. Humility. The humble are the favored. I was working in a company many years ago. And my manager called me and said, they sent chicken to us. They used to send chicken to us from Lagos to distribute to customers. He said, enter the truck. Go and distribute chicken to our customers. As a graduate, I'm not sure if I was already chartered at that time. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But I was already a graduate. He said, enter, go and distribute chicken. With smelling chicken, inside chicken truck from Lagos. Even the person that came to tell us they sent chicken to you was smelling like no man's business. Follow. I follow. Okay, is it possible today now for anybody in this world to send me that kind of message? Say, hey, come, follow chicken. But if I did not do that, then I won't be here today. The humble. Your parents say, go and wash my car. Go and wash my car. I say, oh, university student. About to graduate for that matter. What's wrong? We are in a proud generation. Very proud. Everybody's like, you see some youths, elders are like ants before them. They will use body like this to hit elders on the road. Appa, what's going on? Call people by name. Just call them Waga. Ah! Number six, I need to round up now. Number six, key to favor is giving. Every giver is favored. If you want to be favored, be a giver. Anywhere you find yourself. Bible says in Luke chapter 6 verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure you measure, it shall be made up back to you. If you measure small, it will come back to you small. If you measure big, big, it will come back to you big, big. Some people say, I don't know why people don't favor me. It's because you don't give favor. Give favor. Be a giver. Be a tither. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, say, if you tithe, I will make sure I open the windows of heaven for you. Malachi 3 verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe into the house, storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now with, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the window, God will open the windows of heaven to you today. Some have been hearing this tithing for more than donkey years. You say, no. I can't do it. Recently, I heard something about the tithe. They said the tithe is like you, something was sent to you, and they loaded a trailer with goods, filled with goods, big trailer. And when the trailer got to you, you offloaded the goods and you wanted to still keep the trailer. The goods is what was sent to you. You say, no, both the goods and the trailer, I cannot release it. That's what it's like. And the container on it. I cannot. What was the blessing that was sent is your own. The 90%, the 10 is the trailer. You release it back to the person so that he can convey more. Maybe this next time it will be 10 trailers. It was one. But if you retain that one, you have stopped the continuous flow of more trailers in your direction. That's what most Christians are doing. God tests you with 10,000. 10,000. 1, 3, 4. You kept the whole 10,000. And God said, all right, since I've noticed that this is your act and your behavior, then let me retain the 10 million I want to release to you. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. And number seven, where we stop, key to favor, attending church regularly. The house of God is the bank of favor. The house of God is where favor is deposited. Your regular attendance and your punctuality in church regularly makes favor rub off on you. Hebrews 10 verse 25. You must realize that you must not forsaking the assembly of the brethren, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day. Your day of favor is not only approaching, it is here now. It is here now. So every time you carry your bag and say, I'm going to church, you are going to get some favor. That's why they call it service. It has time. You can't get everything at once. You keep coming. You keep coming. You keep coming. So that as you come, you get favor. As you come, you get favor. Those who are regular in church, they don't lack favor. They always get favor. More, 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 more. Some will be released to you today. Some will be released to you in the course of the week. You will never lack favor. You will never lack favor. You will never lack favor.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.